With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Nancy Harrison. She's Director of Development for YouthBridge. How are you?
I'm great, Kyle. Thank you.
You've got a big Saturday coming up.
I do. It's going to be fabulous. It's June 23rd, Saturday at Denise and Hershey Garner's. It's called Starry, Starry Night, Almost Van Gogh, Masterpiece Challenge and Art Auction.
This has, of course, happened before, and the idea is people in the community take an artistic challenge. What do you give them?
Oh, in terms of what they have to use as a creative element, mm-hmm. Well, it's pretty sparse. We give them one canvas, 14 by 18 in height and tallness, width, whatever, and then two brushes, and then three paints, a black and a white and a random color. And so their challenge is to create a Van Gogh. We used to have it only a Starry, Starry Night Van Gogh piece, but this year we opened it up to any of Van Gogh's pieces. And so the artist takes the challenge of, I am going to create using this limited amount of materials. However, you can use your toes, your thumbs, your, you know, a feather, a comb. You can use anything as a element to put on your paint. You can use other things to make your paint. You can use, we've had people use mustard, spices, shoe polish, hair dye, anything your little mind can create. And the other thing you can do is have three-dimensional pieces. And so this year we've got a lot of three-dimensional. It is unreal. Some great art.
There are four categories. There are youth, and I'm assuming that's under
16 and under.
16 and under. There are individual and team amateurs.
Yes.
So there's teams like Cox Communication.
Yes.
They've got a team, so
right.
They can work together.
Yep.
You have individuals, everyone from basketball coach Mike Anderson has a piece.
Absolutely.
And then there are some professionals.
Yes.
Who are involved as well.
Yes.
So these all be up on display and up for auction. So you
right.
can walk away with these.
Absolutely. And we have about 70 pieces. And judging is going on right now. And I tell you, these judges are having an awful time trying to decide. It is very difficult.
The judges, for the professional division, the judges are other artists, is that?
They are. They're professional artists. Mm-hmm. And I think we have one that is an artist in making. She is just a connoisseur of fine art, and so she was a part of that. But for the most part, yes, the professional judges are, it's peer judging.
Right. And then the other judges include, like, Steve Clark from the
Fayetteville
Chamber.
Yeah, absolutely. Celebrities. We have Mayor Jordan, and then we have Fannie Long, which is, of course, Jeff Long's wife. And so Barbara Price Davis, she's one of our judges who's worked with us in our art therapy program at YouthBridge.
And that's what this all benefits the art therapy
yes,
programs.
Yes, absolutely. We seemed it was fitting to be able to support art. But YouthBridge, you know, we work with about 3,000 kids on an annual basis. And these kids come from all walks of life. They're in some sort of crisis. And so what we try to do in our programs, which are residential, outpatient, and then we do preventative programs, is to help them through whatever crisis they're dealing with, them and their families. And so what we found is that art therapy is one of the best ways to really connect with them, because they're coming into our program, they're mad, they're fearful, they're sad, they're confused. And so by having them do something that's non-threatening is a way for the counselors to really reach in and figure out what's going on and to relate with them on emotions and help them move them along in their therapy.
All of the pieces, and you say there are how many?
70.
70.
Yes.
They're all up for bid.
Yes, absolutely.
And if you win, you take it with you.
Yes.
Now, I have seen some bidding wars develop.
Oh, yeah.
and sometimes you're surprised. It's someone you know, and you had no idea that they could do this.
Absolutely. And of course, if you recall, one year we had Coach Van Horn. He's mm-hmm. very popular. We should have had
him
this year.
That's right. That's right.
His daughter created a piece.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a bidding war. And the mother was trying to bid, get the piece, and then there were two others. Were you one of those?
I was thinking
you were one of those.
I was trying.
Yeah.
It was a marvelous piece. It had a catcher's mitt
yes.
involved in it. It was gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah. And so those things happen. They develop. And Mom won out. We eventually try to encourage people, look, Mom wants to win the piece. Come on. Let her have a daughter's piece. But we've had some bidding wars going on right now in our office because we have all this art displayed and all staff is walking around going, that one's mine. That one's mine. That's going to be mine. And we're going, no, it's not.
There's one. So, and I think this was created in the youth division this year. It's sequins.
Yes.
That creates Starry, Starry Night.
Yes.
It's gorgeous.
It is gorgeous. It is very, very gorgeous. I'm amazed at what some of these artists have come up with, the talent, and what's going through their head, their interpretation. It's just fabulous. I really can't say enough. This is a beautiful event, and we're doing some interesting things, too. We're giving away a couple of really nice door prizes and then a couple of raffle tickets. We have two tickets to anywhere you want to go, Southwest Airlines. I mean, what a deal.
Really?
I mean, buy a ticket, $20, have an opportunity to win, you know, two tickets on Southwest Airlines. Then we have two different trips to the casinos. There's Downstream and then Cherokee Casino. That will be a part of just the raffle package that you can just buy a raffle ticket for $5 mm-hmm. and buy as many as you want, and it'll go towards that. We're going to do some really neat things. And new this year is a wine pool.
A wine pool?
A wine pool in which we've got about 60 bottles that have been donated through various vendors to us. And they all range anywhere between $15 up to $50. And so we'll wrap these wine bottles, and we have them in a case, and you pay $10, and you have a chance to pull that fabulous wine. And believe me, every single one of them is fabulous.
That's not going to last long, you know.
Yeah, no.
I think that'll go.
It should go fast. But, however, if it doesn't, because we have a limited time that we're going to do that, then we'll sell another raffle ticket, and you have an opportunity to win what's left.
Wow.
So if there were 10 bottles, you pay $5 for a raffle ticket.
And if you walk away.
You walk away with something well over 200 plus, I'm telling you, it's a great deal.
This is all happening at Hershey and Denise Garner's
yes.
home. And the best way to explain to people where that is, it's 45 as if you're leaving Fayetteville. Say you were going to go to Huntsville.
Right.
But you don't have to go far. I don't know if you even go outside of the Fayetteville city limits.
Not too far. It's 3390 Mission. And so Mission, of course, turns into 45. Mm-hmm. It's one of those really kind of strange. But it's probably about a quarter of a mile past that intersection of 265. We call it the crossover. There's crossover mm-hmm. liquor. There's a Vanderbilt school. And it's just right to the next street past Vanderbilt. In fact, their backyard backs up to Vanderbilt School.
It's a wonderful, wonderful venue. Anyone can come.
Anyone can come. Now, we prefer that you give us a heads up because we do have food and beverages, and we want to make sure that we have plenty. Last year, we had a lot of people just walking in the door, and that was great. We loved it. We won't turn people away, but we did run out of some food. This year, I don't think so. People have come out in full force to donate for food and beverage, so we feel really confident about that. And Randall Shreve is going to be playing. How nice is that?
That's great. That's
yeah.
great. And this it starts at
6:30.
And if people want to know more?
If they want to know more, there's two ways. You could go to the website, which is www.youthbridgeoneword.com, and we have a link to Starry, Starry Night as an event, and you can go learn more about it, purchase your ticket, purchase a raffle ticket, or you can simply call us at Youth Bridge, and Leslie Carpenter or myself would be more than happy to sell you a table, sell you a ticket, a raffle ticket, have you just come over, visit us.
You know, in the past, I've always liked the idea of the amateur division because it's someone you might know or a neighbor or something like that. But when you start thinking about the professionals, and you could have an original by
Absolutely.
Greg Mack or Matt Miller or
right.
Joanne Kaminsky.
Yes.
And really kind of at a fraction
Absolutely.
Of what you might pay.
Every year I say, I want the Matt Miller. I want the Matt Miller. And by God,
you're not alone,
somebody,
though. You're not alone.
I know. Somebody outbids me. I mean, they stick around to the last minute and they just shove their little names on the little piece of paper. But yeah, I mean, you think about some of these professionals. Linda Sheets, of course, is coming back. She won last year's division and just a fabulous artist along with the rest of the professionals. And so, I mean, there may be one day in the world that there's going to be Matt Miller could be the Van Gogh, could be the next Van Gogh. With Joanne Kaminsky.
Without the tragic ending,
yes, without that tragic yes. ending. And keep the ear.
Yes. So. All right, Nancy, I look forward to it.
Great, Kyle. Thank you so much.
You